Many of the people still living along the front lines of war in Ukraine are elderly. Because of age or health, they've stayed behind, with difficult access to food, water, heat, and medicine. And on top of those challenges, they deal with nightly shelling and missile attacks. NPR's Alyssa Nadworny reports.
The air alarms are blaring in Slovyansk, a city about 20 kilometers from the front line in Ukraine's east, when we meet up with Svetlana Domoratska, a social worker here. She leads us to an apartment building in the center of the city. The seven-story building only has three tenants left. Most of them are elderly, housebound, alone, too sick to leave. And it's Svetlana's job to visit them multiple times a week. We step over pieces of glass. The stairwell's windows were broken last week when a missile hit the building across the street. We're here to visit Larissa. She's afraid of us using her last name. Larissa greets us with her walker. She's 76 and in poor health. She can't go up or down stairs, so she doesn't leave this fourth floor apartment. Aren't you afraid to come here? She asks us.
Sirena, bombежка.
With the bombs and the sirens. It's only Svetlana who comes. She brings food and medicine. She helps cook and clean. But it isn't the front lines, which have been so close for so long, that worry Larissa. It's the upcoming winter. It'll be very cold, she says. There's an evacuation order for Slovyansk because there isn't heat. But Larissa says she can't leave. This apartment is everything I have, she says. She points to an electric heater at her feet. It warms a little, she says. And I'll wear my sweaters, and I'll wear my fur coat. As we leave, social worker Svetlana explains she's worried about the winter, too. Even in the spring and summer, when things were warmer, the elderly here, who live alone, whose families have died or fled, they were dying in their apartments. They didn't have food. Before the war, the city had 40 social workers like Svetlana. Now there are just 10. But the number of homebound to visit, it stayed about the same. It's our job to sit with them, she says, to be their family, to know their whole lives. Their whole lives are here, and they don't want to, or they don't think they can leave. We head to a second apartment building to meet another resident who hasn't left, amid the sound of additional explosions.
Toulouse.
Does that just become normal?
Yes, she says, but I visit no matter what. Anna, who lives two floors up, is 86, hard of hearing and partially blind. Svetlana has brought bread. Anna only has two slices left, and she sits on her bed. She's dressed in layers and a thick wool vest. There are religious posters tacked up on the walls. Flies swarm around food remnants on a side table. I was born here in Slovyansk, she says. She remembers a time when life was much better. She was a teacher. She shows us photos of her students. Before the war, they used to visit, bring her food. But now she says, I'm all alone here. And loneliness is the worst thing that a person can ever experience. While we're sitting with her, there are multiple explosions. The windows rattle after each boom. I'm afraid. I don't sleep at all, she says, sobbing. She kisses the cross on the necklace she wears around her neck, and she wipes her tears.
Slavyansk.
I'm going to say a prayer for you, to keep you safe, she says. All old ladies would do the same for you, she says. Alyssa Nadworny, NPR News, Slovyansk, Ukraine.